Cash fed cattle prices powered higher Wednesday. For all the economic challenges, beef demand remains strong so far. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th of November. Packers were aggressive buyers Wednesday, pushing negotiated cash fed cattle prices $3 to $5 a hundredweight higher on a live basis with moderate trade and good demand in all regions, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices were mostly $4 to $5 higher in the Texas Panhandle at $154 to $155. They are $3 to $5 higher in Kansas at $154 to mostly $155, $3 higher in Nebraska at $156 to $158, and $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $155 to $157. Dressed prices were $3 higher at $245. Choice box beef cutout value was $4.07 lower Wednesday afternoon at $252.56 a hundredweight. Select was 85 cents lower at $233.33. Higher corn futures and light holiday trade pressured cattle futures on Wednesday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.66 lower from $110 to $243 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 51 cents lower, except for a nickel higher in the back contract. Corn futures closed 2 to 7 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 1 to 6 cents higher through November of 23, and then 1 to 2 cents lower. There were no trendable weekly Wednesday auctions reported with much volume. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major financial indices closed higher Wednesday, buoyed by a more dovish tone in the latest Federal Reserve minutes, suggesting less aggressive interest rate hikes may be coming soon. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 95 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 23 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 110 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.66 to $3.01 lower through the front six contracts. The price of beef at all levels is expected to be supported the next few years as the domestic beef supply is expected to decline due to fewer breeding females, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. However, he says, if inflation slows or consumers transition discretionary spending away from beef, then those factors will pressure prices lower. Although 30 cents a pound less than a year earlier, Griffith points out the average all-fresh retail beef price in October was $7.25 a pound. For perspective, he says the price in 2019 was $5.80 a pound. Griffith explains, seasonal tendencies have the ability to push retail prices higher or lower from month to month, but strong demand and inflation are what have pushed prices to the levels experienced this year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday the 24th and 25th of November. Happy Thanksgiving to all. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.